We thank everybody for coming back today. This is our second session on December 17th, 2011. And we're going to be studying out of the book, Establishing a Foundation, Preliminaries, the ABCs of the Bible. We're going to be looking at the introduction to the four rivers. So far, we have covered the beginning part of chapter one, the first section in chapter one. Now we're in the second section in chapter one. And we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Can we have someone offer up a word of prayer for us, please, to begin?
Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we approach your throne of mercy. We know we are not worthy, but simple to thy cross we cling. Please to forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown. And as we're about to study more of your word, Father, we pray that you will be with your servant and be with us all. Grant us, fill us with your Holy Spirit and grant us clarity of mind, that we will be able to learn and know truth. We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay, we're going to be looking now at introduction to the four rivers. Everyone should be there. Okay. The words Cush and Ethiopia keeps coming up in reference to the four rivers that are used to identify the Garden of Eden in the Bible. Now, I assume everybody does not know that. Okay, well, let's read the scriptures so that we can all be on the same accord. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. Genesis chapter 2, it starts off at verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Now the question is, where? Keep in mind, what is Eden, or where is Eden, or where was Eden, and who and what, where is the garden? And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Verse 11, and the name of the first is Pison. That is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Now, the land of Havilah we don't have today, but Havilah is the son of Cush. Hey. Okay? So that's how Havilah relates to Cush. Now, remember, we read the word Cush and Ethiopia keeps coming up in reference to the four rivers. That's what we read in the book so far. So this is the first instance under the first river. It encompasses the whole land of Havilah, which is the son of Ham. Okay? Where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it which compassed the whole land of, what does your Bible say? Is anybody reading with me?
You said, where are you? Genesis 12, right?
No, Genesis chapter 2. I'm at verse number 13 now.
And then the second river is Gihon.
This is the whole land of what?
Ethiopia.
Thank you. Okay, remember, we're trying to find out why does the Bible, or where in the Bible does it keep referring to Ethiopia and what? Cush, right? Now, if in the King James it says Ethiopia, but if you read in the New King James and many other translations, the word is Cush, not Ethiopia. The original name was Cush.
Okay.
That's so you can have that as a pointer. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which compassed the whole, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And now Assyria has to do with Acer, okay? And Acer, you're going to find out, came out of the land of Nimrod, okay, and was working with Nimrod, okay? Mm-hmm. And the fourth river is Euphrates, okay? So now that we've read the four rivers, now we've seen which rivers reference Ethiopia or Cush.
Havilah.
Okay, the first river does, under Havilah, good. Where else?
The second one, Gihon.
Okay. Gihon, and how does Gihon relate to Cush or Ethiopia?
It surrounds the land of Cush in Ethiopia.
It surrounds the land of Ethiopia, the land of Cush. Good point. Okay? Okay, so that's where we are. So you see these two main rivers, the first two rivers, are directly linked to Cush or his descendants and Ethiopia. Does everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, the word Cush and Ethiopia are used interchangeably in the Bible translations we use today. Okay? So remember, I said if you read in the King James, you'll see the word Ethiopia. If you read the New King James, you'll see the word Cush. Okay, so their words are changed and we'll explain what the word means. The word Ethiopian. Ethiopian means burnt face people. And Europeans used the term Ethiopian to denote Africans or black people. Okay, let me explain to you how that worked. In the past, the Nubians, that's what I believe they were called Nubians. They were the first people. That's what Adam and Eve were, Nubians. These Nubians, as time went on, as you come to the time of the Bible refers to them as the burnt-faced people or the people of Cush in the land, everything south of Ethiopia. Then when the Greeks showed up, the Greeks found these Nubians, Cushites, and they renamed them and gave them the name of Ethiopia. So that's how they got their name. Okay, so as you can see, there's three different names for the same group of people. Everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So when we read it, you're going to see different names, but it doesn't mean that we're talking about different people. We're just talking about the same people in different times. Okay, so if we're talking about everything south of everything south of Egypt as being Cush or the land of Cush or what they called back in those days Ethiopia or burnt-faced people, because that's what we're talking about. That's what we're referring to, burnt-faced people. What land masses are we talking about today as burnt-faced people then?
Ethiopia.
Africa?
Of course.
As a whole.
Thank you. Africa. All of Africa. It's everything south of what?
South of Europe.
Egypt, I said. Everything south of Egypt was referred to Cush in those days, because that's where Cush's descendants dwell. Now, everybody remember who Cush was, right?
Yes, Ethiopia.
His name was renamed by the Greeks, Ethiopia. But who was Cush?
I think he was the son of Ham.
Good point. Yes, he's the son of Ham. Okay, who is Ham's children?
Cush.
Good.
Who is Ham's children?
Yes, Cush is one. Somebody said that. Good. He had four sons. And if you have the book, you should be able to see it. That should be easy for you. Okay. No. This should be on. All right. And everybody else should. Okay. I mean, as time goes on, we learn more and more. But if you go to page 26, you'll see it. If you have the book.
Okay. If
you have the book. Now, who else? Anybody else remember any other? You have Ham.
Yes. Something like that.
Ms. Ram is the pronunciation. Ms. Ram.
And Put and Canaan.
And Canaan, okay? So, all right, if you have your book, you can look. If you don't have the book, I would like for you to go back one, and I want you to click on First Civilization.
Okay.
Okay, so whoever doesn't have the book, you can see the same maps that everybody else is seeing. Okay, if you scroll down, you should see map 1.1. Everybody see that?
Yes. I do.
Okay, and that's on page 22 if you have the book. Okay, Eleanor, you got that?
I'm sorry, I don't have access right now.
Oh, okay. Let us know when you do.
The answer is on page 40 for the Amson.
I'm going to show you something else. On page map 1.1, what is the name of map 1.1?
Wait a minute. The Land of Ham.
Thank you. Okay, so the name of the first of our first map is called the Land of Ham. What is the Land of Ham? Now that you know who Ham is.
Cush. The Land of Ham is Cush or Ethiopia.
Well, it looks like Africa as a whole.
Or Africa.
Okay, y'all got to talk about it, think about it. Who are the sons of Ham? And wherever his children live, that would still be called the Land of Ham, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so look on the map, and what land masses do you see? What are their names? Are they named after the sons of Ham?
Yes.
Okay, what are they?
Egypt,
okay. Egypt comes from the word Mizraim. Mizraim refers to Upper Egypt, okay? That's one.
Libya,
which is Put.
Okay, Put. And Put refers to Libya, okay? That's two.
And Kush, which refers to Ethiopia.
Kush is everything south of Egypt, which is the rest of Africa. That's three, and there's one more left.
Canaan.
Okay. Canaan refers to the land of Canaan, right? Land flowing with milk and honey, or what we call today the Middle East. Okay, so all of these children all dwelt in what we call Northeast Africa and Africa the proper. So one of the biblical names for Africa, because you will never find the name Africa in the Bible. And can you tell me why?
Because Africa was named after a man. I forgot his name.
Because
his name was something like Africana.
Okay. Africa was not named Africa until the 1500s.
Yeah.
And the Bible was finished being written, the last book in the Bible was written when? Around what time, friend?
I don't know.
Around 70 A.D. So you can write that in your notes. 70 A.D. with the destruction of Jerusalem. Okay? So now what we have to do is try to figure out what ancient names was Africa used, so that we can, when we're reading the Bible, we can identify where we are and what land masses and what people are the Bible we're talking about, okay? So that becomes vitally important. So No. The land of Ham is, when the Bible says that, talks about the land of Ham, what land is he talking about? Well, what we call it today?
Africa.
Thank you. Africa and the Middle East. Okay? So keep that in mind. Okay. Now that we see a map and we got a picture now, everybody understands that the land of Ham is the Bible. Now we're going to try to find out what the Bible refers to as the word Eden. Remember, we talked about that and the garden. We want to identify those also. But, okay, now if you're online, I need you to back out one and then go back to introduction to the four rivers so we can get back to where we were. I just wanted you to see the picture so that it can help you. And if you're reading a book, you can just go back to page 21 if you got the book. Okay, the next thing that we talk about, the word Ethiopia means burnt-faced people. And Europeans used the term Ethiopia to denote Africans. Can y'all understand why they use it to denote Africans?
So that they can have white supremacy.
Nope.
To block out the true identity.
Nope.
Of the
they
black
people.
What were you saying, Jabari?
No, I was saying I don't know, actually.
Okay, well, I'm reading it to you. Europeans use the term Ethiopian to denote Africans or black people. Why?
No, that's...
Because all the black people were Africans. Didn't y'all just tell me that all the land of Ham is Africa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a trick question. It's a simple question. They named us that because in their language, Ethiopia means burnt-faced people or black people. So that's what they used in their terminology. You get that? In their terminology. Okay? We didn't call ourselves black-faced people because everybody was black. Why am I going to call you black-faced people?
Uh-oh.
Well, they did that to denote them, and that's what it says. That's how they denoted us as, okay, burnt-faced people, black people, okay, this is who you are, okay? As one continues to read this book and the Bible, they will find out that the first river surrounded the land of Havilah and was named after one of the sons of Cush. This would make it appear that the first river should be somewhere within the Cushite or Ethiopian Empire. See map 1.1. That's what we just looked at. Okay, does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, since his son, Havilah, lived under his father's empire. Okay, so what are we saying here? That Cush and or Havilah lived under the empire of his daddy. And who was his daddy?
Ham.
Nope.
Who? Say that again. Maybe I didn't hear you go.
Havilah. Who's his daddy?
Okay. Yeah.
Now we Havilah's dad is Cush.
Okay. The son of Cush.
Yes.
Cush is Ham's son.
Ham's son is Cush. Okay, you can turn to your page 26, and it'll break that down for you. Okay, that's on page 26. Is that under, let me think, I don't think it should be because that's a lot of chapters. 26. Let me see if it's under our next one, the first civilization. No, okay. All right, so, okay. So now we know who Cush's son is. Okay, so. The Bible said they named the lands after themselves. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so because that's Psalms 49, verse 11, in case you're taking notes. Okay. Since people named the land after themselves, so you should expect to find the land of Havilah under who?
Cush. Son, Havilah.
Cush.
That's right, under Cush or Ethiopia, or under the Ethiopian or Cushite or Nubian Empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we were trying to say. You should expect to find Havilah not under the European Empire, not under the American Empire. You should find it not under the British Empire. You should find it under the Empire of Cush and Ethiopia. Okay, the placement of the land of Havilah under the Cushite or Ethiopian Empire is clearly defined, since the son's name is identified with that land. Okay, now, if you go out, I want you to go back one if you're online, and then hit First Civilization, and I think, I hope so. Yeah, you see a little Havilah. Do you, everybody see a map, the land of Ham, and do you see Havilah there on the map 1.1?
I
did everybody get
seeing
a chance to go back and see it, those who are online and those who have their book?
Yeah.
Okay, so where is Havilah located on that map 1.1?
Well, where your Ethiopia is located today.
That is correct, where Ethiopia is located today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of Ethiopia. And if you're looking at the map, it's right next to the word Ethiopia, the A on Ethiopia. So it's on the north, it's the east. The east portion of Africa, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then let's backtrack. Go back out. Go back under the introduction to the four rivers so we can finish reading. I'm just giving you a map so y'all can see and help you see what's going on. Okay, the second river surrounds the land of what? Cush or Ethiopia. In classical literature, Cush and Ethiopia was denoted as everything south of Egypt. Y'all see that on the map, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, Ethiopia is located in East Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we see clearly the first river and the second river all are surrounded by the lands of Cush, right? Or Cush's children and that type of thing. Part of the land of Ham. Okay, the third and fourth river are the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, which surround the land of Nimrod. Now, who was Nimrod?
I think it's Cush's son.
Yep, that's what it says in the next sentence. Everybody see that? Nimrod, the son of Cush, established this land in ancient times. Okay, let's go back one, or back page 21. Go back one and go under the first civilization. And look on that map. Okay, go to the second map, map 1.2, Old Africa. Under this particular one, what we're going to be able to see is the Old Africa on the northern part over there, right off on your right. There's some lines over there that represents the Tigris and the Euphrates River. The that dump into the Persian Gulf area. Okay, so I'm not sure how much y'all know about history and geography, but that's where it is. So if you go up a little bit, it's over there where it says Ethiopian Empire. And they're Cush. I mean, they're Canaan. So I just wanted to give you some physical representation so we can get back to our introduction to the four rivers. Okay, right here, it makes mention, okay, as one can see, these four rivers all surround the lands that were established, inhabited, and controlled by Africans, Cushites, and Ethiopians. And one other name I should put in there is Nubian. Okay? This makes it obvious that the Garden of Eden was in classical Africa and on the ancient African continent. Adam and Eve, imperatively, were Ethiopians, burnt-faced people, Cushites, Nubians, and black Africans. Does that make sense?
Yes.
To everyone? Where the garden was in classical Africa, ancient Africa. Okay, and Adam and Eve were burnt-faced people. Okay. It is interesting to discover when viewing the video series entitled Millennium, Tribal Wisdom and the Modern World that the Nubians, the original Ethiopians believe that they are the original or first people who were on the planet. Isn't that interesting? No one else claims to be the first people on the planet but the Nubians, Ethiopian Cushites. That's interesting. And then, so what they believe and what they teach correlates with the Bible. One of the oldest names for the region in Africa is Akibalon, which means mother of mankind. To understand a time perspective, we place the fall of Adam and Eve before 4000 BC. Okay, any questions to any of this at this point? So everybody can see that the four rivers all relate to what people?
African.
Africans is a big name, so let's get more specific into a tribe.
Cushites, Ethiopians.
Cushites, Ethiopians, Nubians, yes. Okay, and so that's what we're going. So that's just the introduction to help us see of how the Bible breaks this down. And then we'll come back. We'll take another break. I think we've been on for that time frame. And we're going to come back and we're going to go over the next section. I know we won't get totally through the next section because it's pretty long. But we're going to be talking about the first civilizations on the planet. Anybody have any idea what were the first civilizations on the planet?
What did you say?
What were the first few civilizations on planet Earth? You know the Bible tells us it. But they don't use the same names that we use today. Again, the names have been changed to protect the innocent or to cover up somebody's hand from changing history. So, we'll come back to study that in. It's around... Yeah, give us 15 minutes again. So it's 3:55 if we come back together at 4:10, and then we'll have our final session, and that should end it for the day.
Can I stay on? Because when I click out, it's very hard to get on back.
Anybody can stay on if they want. We're just letting everybody know that we'll be back in 15 minutes, those who want to do something. Okay. Yahweh bless.
Okay, thank you.